There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program all across the Northern Plains. Thank you for having your radios right where they're at. Glad to have you along on the program. Love to find out what's on your mind today. It's as simple as a phone call, an email, drop by Facebook, whatever suits you, to let us know what's on your mind. Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. Email is studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, and of course you can find us on Facebook as well to weigh in. Guests on the program today, Len Helms of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources will be here. We'll crunch the numbers from the February director's cut, talk about some policy issues in the news in the oil and gas industry. Later this hour, we're going to chat with Sarah Adi Coleman, who is the head of the North Dakota Tourism Office, to talk about winter weather destinations. Let's embrace this cold. Let's go somewhere fun when it's cold. We have winter weather destinations. Maybe a few you've forgotten about or hadn't heard about, or you know, maybe we can pique your interest today. So we're going to do that on the program as well. In the meantime, we love finding out what's on your mind. And I want to start with what's on my mind. It's work yesterday of the North Dakota legislature. This happens to be a Senate committee. And then ultimately a Senate vote on something called Senate Bill 2279. Senators passed this bill yesterday. It outlaws discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation in North Dakota. Sounds like a good thing, right? You don't want people discriminated against, do you? Anybody in this audience? Of course not. We don't, right? So obviously this is a problem right now in the state, and that's why the legislature is dealing with it, right? And voted for it. This has come up in previous legislation, in previous sessions, and has not made it across the finish line, but it's making its way toward, it's passed the Senate now and has to go to the House. Now, it's happened before, in previous sessions. I think 2009 it passed in the Senate but failed in the House, so we'll see what happens over there. But here's the thing here's my take on this. I think what's going on here is, you know, you just keep saying there's a problem without any evidence that there's a problem, and then people finally say, well, I don't want to be against this anymore, so I'm just going to vote for it so it'll go away, regardless of whether there's a problem. Here was something that struck me in this story. I'm reading from a story by Mike Nowitzki from Forum News Service. All right? And the sponsor of the bill, Senator Carolyn Nelson of Fargo. She says, this is a bill that truly states North Dakota values, respect and acceptance of all our people, regardless of who they love. All right. The current bill would add sexual orientation to state law that already includes protections against discrimination based on race, religion, sex, national origin, age, and physical or mental disabilities. In other words, we already have protections in the law. We just want to add one more that specifically singles out sexual orientation. Okay? That's what they're asking for. But here's where it gets interesting. The chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee is a fellow by the name of David Hogue. He's a senator from Minot. And the committee gave the bill a 4-2 do not pass recommendation. It passed, but the committee said do not pass. The panel had no witnesses come forward to say they were discriminated against on the basis of sexual orientation, either by the government or private sector. Here's the quote from Senator Hogue. We really did not see a problem. At least the problem was never defined to us in terms of either explicit discrimination or even implicit discrimination. Hogue also disagreed with the notion that the state is outwardly hostile towards gay and lesbian residents. Well, if we were as a state, then you'd have to have all kinds of examples of it, wouldn't you? And those didn't happen. So how does this pass? In other words, if it is a problem, fix it. And if it is a problem, it'd be very easy to say, this happened, that happened, and, we want you to fix it. What? So my theory, correct me if I'm wrong, folks, Welcome your opinions on this at 800-228-0550. This is a solution in search of a problem. This is the kind of thing where you just want it to go away. You know, the Democrats bring this up every time. And it politically serves their purposes to say, oh, you Republicans are a bunch of bigots, you're homophobes, you're anti-gay, you're everything else. And even without an example of what they're trying to fix, it passes. Does that make any sense to anyone? Before we have anybody thinking I'm some kind of heartless ogre here, if this is a problem, fix it. I'm all for it. But if we can't even bring anybody forward to say, this is what happened to me, and therefore I need you to fix this. James says, I didn't know it was a problem. Time to get rid of some of the elected folks. John says, I didn't know Potomac fever was a problem this far west. So within days, our legislature refuses to take back control of our K-12 education system, refuses to divest itself from clothing sales tax revenue in the midst of continuing surpluses, and now decides that the most important legislation to pass is this? Are we sure we have conservative Republicans in the majority party in Bismarck? Ellie says, times are changing. And with more people moving here, it's logical to figure out this part, to figure out the part of them that are likely to be LGBT. It seems to me the North Dakota legislature is being proactive to head off problems. All right, so there's not a problem yet, but there might be a problem, therefore we've got to pass this. What about Ellie's suggestion? John says, not to worry about it. I doubt it'll pass in the House. But if it does, it'll be a lawsuit machine. There are many who can't wait to give it a try. Funny how the left debated Measure 1 on the grounds it would create too many lawsuits, defeated Measure 1 on the grounds it would create too many lawsuits. In reality, as a constitutional amendment, it couldn't have produced even one. But then they support a piece of legislation which is geared specifically towards creating the grounds for lawsuits. All this without any demonstration or quantification of incidents which have actually happened in North Dakota. That's what's making me crazy. That's what's making me crazy. Because, again, I don't think it's too much to ask to say, show me the problem. And then let's talk about a solution. We'll do that at some point, but just show me the problem. All right. So that's one question for you to ponder today, and I want your answers. Simple question. Solution in search of a problem or overdue protection? What say you? Some people say it's time, right? It's time. Lloyd sends us an email saying, quote, according to reports, an increase of Muslim immigration is being prioritized by national and local entities. For example, locally, Lutheran Social Services apparently has plans to bring Syrian Muslim refugees to North Dakota. A question I've asked of other media is, why is this happening? This is on the heels of the Somalian focus previously. Has LSS run out of Christian or agnostic refugees? Is LSS simply following the dictates of national immigration policy? There seems to be no shortage of refugees. Why are we targeting a particular faith group? Attempting to modernize and moderate Muslims? Question mark. So far, I've heard nothing but crickets. Or to use a Simon and Garfunkel line, the sounds of silence. I understand this is a very sensitive subject, but it is the elephant in the room. So far, the integration of the Muslim community here in Bismarck is open to question. There's now a community center for Muslims as one example. I am by no means an expert on immigration, but I do have questions. I'm puzzled by the actions of Lutheran Social Services. I wonder if they run out of Christians that need resettlement. Are you willing to stick your neck out on this topic? Lloyd asks. By the way, I'm employed by a media company, and I brought this to the attention of the editor and publisher, but have since this has fallen into a deep black hole for this reason. Don't use my last name publicly. Okay. We'll honor that. LSS, Lutheran Social Services, is somebody we can ask for some answers for you, Lloyd. We'd be happy to do this. I don't know if that means we're sticking our neck out on the topic. We're just trying to get you some answers to this. And you are right. There are a number of reports nationally about this increasing. There's been some talk. I have a story here from Forum News Service specifically talking about LSS plans, placing a total of about 400 refugees in North Dakota this year. That began in October because it's fiscal year October. The agency has recently resettled a number of people from Afghanistan and is planning for refugees in the coming months from Syria and Iraq who are escaping the terrorism threat of ISIS. A smaller number of refugees will come from the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Africa. So the emailer is correct that while this is a national effort, it's also happening here. Do you share his concern? Some concern about this nationally? Do you have a concern about it here in North Dakota? Because it's happening, and it hasn't got a lot of attention. So, Lloyd, good catch. 800-228-0550 to sound off.
And that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
We are often asked what the difference is between the North Dakota Soybean Council and the North Dakota Soybean Growers Association. The council and the association are two different organizations with one focus, to ensure the success of North Dakota soybean farmers. Both groups serve this purpose in different ways. The Soybean Council collects and invests soybean checkoff dollars in such areas as production research, producer education, and programs designed to increase demand and expand markets for soybeans and soy products. The Soybean Growers Association is a statewide, member-driven organization that focuses on state and national policy issues, which by law the checkoff cannot do. They conduct legislative activities in Bismarck and Washington to improve the profitability of their members and the entire soybean industry. For more information, visit our website at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
February is the month of love, and everyone at the Brickhouse Grill in Dickinson wants to show a little love to Dickinson's first responders. Firefighters, law enforcement, and EMTs work 24/7, 365 days a year to serve and protect the Dickinson community. They spring into action around the clock through the coldest days of winter and the hottest days of summer. And the employees and owners of the Brickhouse Grill offer their sincere thanks. Visit the Brickhouse Grill in downtown Dickinson or on the web at brickhousegrillonline.com.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration. They don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Past the hour, what's on your mind? I want to know. That's why I ask. 800-228-0550. Did you not get a good night's sleep last night? Is that on your mind? Is that preventing you from weighing in on the hot topics we're chatting about today? Solution for you, my friends. My pillow. That's right. My pillow. You know, your pillow is the most important thing for your sleep. health is the most, you know, sleep is the most important thing you can do for your health. And, of course, MyPillow is the best thing you can do for your sleep. So it's a good combo. And right now, we have a hot deal for you. I don't know how much longer this deal is going to last, but it's the 2-for-1, 50% off special on the classic pillow. And so if you call 800-506-9028, you're going to get this deal. If you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Scott, you're going to get this deal. And you're going to own the National Sleep Foundation's official pillow. You're going to get a better night's sleep. It's as simple as that. I can tell you all kinds of things about how it has a patented interlocking fill, and it adjusts to any sleep position. How it, there's no tossing and turning anymore because this pillow stays cool. You've heard our listeners tell you about this. I mean, it works. Machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 69 money-back guarantee. You know, that can all sound like blah, blah, blah. Just try this. For one, the 69 money-back guarantee gives you all the comfort in the world. 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Do us the honor of sleeping on the same pillow we do. Rick in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment. You know, back in the last years ago, in the middle 1980s, Las Vegas looked like Fargo today. And with all the immigration and the refugees and everybody they brought into Las Vegas, you can't find a white person. And a white person can't get a job there now. You got to be Chinese or Mexican. And so for the people of Fargo, you know, all this new immigration is just going to ruin the peace and quiet and everything else in this town. Just go out there and take a look.
Well, there's been immigration already, right? These programs have existed before. So, you know, I would caution
well,
you to think
Las
this
Vegas,
is...
You can't find a white person now, so you explain that, how that was from 1986 until, like, now 2015. You explain that to the people that can't find jobs, and all they do is compete with the Chinese and the Mexicans.
Yeah. But what I was saying is it's not, you know, these refugee programs are not new here. That's all I'm saying.
Not new, but, I mean, you don't have no white people coming here. All you have is white people leaving. They come here to go to college and they leave.
Yeah. When you, I'm maybe not going to explore it just because I don't know where it's going to go. But
you don't want to talk about it because your advertisers don't want to hear it. But that's what's
no, I'm not going. I brought up an issue. What I'm talking about specifically is concerns about Syrian refugee efforts. I mean, we got a congressional effort underway to say, well, how do you know these people aren't coming here to do us harm? I mean, that's I'm bringing that issue up for that very reason. But when you call and say there's too many, you know, there's no white people in Las Vegas, with all due respect, sir, you sound like a racist.
Call it what you want to call it. Like, go to Las Vegas and talk to the people that can't get a job, and the whole place is turned into, you name it. You call it what you want.
All right. Am I wrong? Or is this guy
hangs up?
Yeah, I don't mind having a conversation, but I was having a hard time connecting the dots between a concern over refugees from Syria and ISIS. An effort to remove people from ISIS, wondering, okay, how do you vet this, right? I'm concerned about the administration saying, here, hike the number of refugees and how that could be a backdoor for jihadists. And I'm not alone. So is Congress. So that's why we're raising the issue. Joe in Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi. I was just listening to Good Morning North Dakota, whatever that show is. And they were saying about the lady that the head of the public instruction, according to the Century Code, she was supposed to stay in jail, incarcerated until the first day after the holiday weekend. And I guess they had a lot of people call in about fraud and saying that because who she was, she got out on Sunday morning, and they came back with, well, she had a good lawyer. I mean, what do you think of that?
I saw a story, I think it was the Bismarck Tribune, in which officials were quoted at the jail saying that's fairly common. That she was not giving given preferential treatment. So I haven't seen the report you're talking about, the television report, so I can't necessarily suggest. I just know that I did see a newspaper article that suggested the exact opposite. You know, What was $150 bond or whatever? That seems reasonable enough. You know that you would.
Right.
Once you post bond, be able to get out in a fairly quick time. But all I know is the report I saw quoted somebody saying, no, she didn't get preferential treatment, and that's quite common. So,
right, but they had a lot of people calling their fraud line, saying that it was fraud that she was let out like that. And they had the sentry code up on the screen, and it pretty much said that if you're arrested on a holiday weekend, you can't get out till the holiday weekend is over. So...
I'm just going to tell you what I heard differently from the person at the jail. So, you know, here's what I think is going on. I think a lot of the media are trying to find different angles on this story. I don't necessarily think that's the right way to go here. Whole thing's getting a little tabloidy. You know, now we're asking for receipts from trips and, it's getting a little out of hand. And look, it's a awful situation. I feel for everybody involved. I hope we get to the truth. We get to the bottom of it. And most importantly, going back to Kirsten Baszler's statement, saying that she's felt threatened and, thought she could fix this and needs help, get help, right? Get help. Get it figured out. Let's deal with that. Appreciate the call, Joe. Anyway, I've not seen the report, but we'll continue to watch that. I don't think that's the case, at least according to the person quoted at the jail that I saw. John in Wadena, Minnesota, what's on your mind?
Yeah, we talk about this Muslim situation. I think the first thing we need to look at is nowhere in our Bible or any of the Protestant or Catholic teachings do I see anything that says that if you do not join my religion, I'm gonna murder you in some way, either by beheading you, or stoning you to death, or any one of those type of ways of killing you. Nowhere in our religion does that teach that. But if you read the Quran or read the Muslim religion, you will find out that that's what it says. If you do not join their religion, you're going to die some way, or you're going to have to leave, or you're going to have to pay a dole to stay living there.
Which is why we need to be very careful about who it is we're saying come to the United States to escape this, right?
That's correct. And I've said this before, and I have people say, wait a minute, you're a racist. No, I'm not a racist. I'm just telling it as it is. If you, if you think I'm a racist, well, that's fine. So be it. But I look at this that if we continue doing what we're doing, if we continue bringing them in, And the other, we're going to probably have, if we bring in, they say 1%. Well, if you bring in 100,000, how many are you bringing in? 1,000?
Just be very careful, because as you pointed out, there are people that subscribe to that view, the caliphate, and you need to know. So I'm with Congress on this. Caution, caution, caution.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The goal gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Before the top of the hour, what's on your mind on a chilly Wednesday? 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. These debates on the Senate passage of the discrimination bill, on the issue of increasing the number of refugees from Syria that the administration is proposing is something we're still chatting about on our website. Also, didn't get a chance to talk much about this yet. Will Moore with the next hour. I had a Lynn Helms, but the train derailment in West Virginia becomes an opportunity for critics of fossil fuels to blame oil. That one makes me a little goofy. We have a story up about that on our Facebook page, too, so weigh in. Tom and Moorhead been waiting to chat. Hello, Tom. What's on your mind?
Well, I just want to make a comment on the previous caller, Rick, that said about there ain't no white people left in Vegas. And walk around Fargo. They go to the Walmart on 13th Avenue. It's happening here.
What is happening here?
You go into Walmart, there's not a white person working in there.
Well, that's not true. But, I mean, I think it's
the majority of the people that are working in there.
Well, but you said there's not a white person working in Walmart. I mean, I'm in Walmart a fair amount of time.
Rules, right?
Is this in your view a reason we should say no more immigration whatsoever?
Yeah.
Stop?
Yeah, I mean, what do we need all them in our country for?
All right, Tom, appreciate the call. And here's how this conversation started. All right. And by the way, we're going to invite LSS on because I found a story from December in which they talk about specifically having resettled folks from Afghanistan recently and planning in 2015 for refugees from Syria and Iraq, escaping the terrorism threat of ISIS. All right. Couple that with the push by the administration to increase the amount of terrorists and the concern from Congress on how you vet these folks and whether or not that's the concern. Are these individuals coming here a threat? That's the concern. I think a checker at Walmart who is of a different skin color is not a threat to that caller. So I would like us to be responsible adults about this conversation. I'm talking about legitimate threats. Karen in North Fargo, I want to talk about that Senate bill that passed. Go ahead, Karen.
Yes, the Senate bill passed because enough people who were voters on it, wanted it to get passed. Sprechen Sie Deutsch, I'm German, so I try to be on guard against racism and wanting everyone to be blonde, blue eyes.
All right, but did you think it was at all peculiar that there were no one coming forward saying, hey, this is a problem, we need to fix it?
Well, they didn't need to debate it because enough people wanted to pass it.
When there's not even a demonstrated example of a problem, why do they want to fix it? There's nothing to fix. It's sort of feel-good legislation.
Well, every once in a while, instead of being one step behind problems, they get one step ahead of problems.
All right. Maybe that's the explanation. Karen, thank you. Appreciate that very much. All right. 24 before the top of the hour, Sarah Ottie Coleman is here. What better way to deal with cold weather than to meet it head on and find some fun winter weather destinations to take in? And I'm hoping I learn maybe a thing or two about one I don't even know exists today. I tried to throw one out earlier, Sarah, to Phil Parker. I said maybe it's time to head to the Turtle Mountains and do a little downhill skiing up at Botno. And Phil quickly told me that Mark Armstrong was there this weekend, so I didn't throw a new one to him there. He was well aware. It was on his radar already, but I'd love to get some new ones on our radar here a little bit. How are you, by the way?
Good. Good to be with you.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it very much. So what are the top winter weather destinations in North Dakota?
Well, you did mention the Turtle Mountains. That's a popular one. Of course, with the expansion at Botno Winter Park, they've just done a beautiful new lodge up there, Annie's House. And they do just a great job with all ages and ability levels, which really sets it apart amongst all of the smaller ski resorts across the country even. So that's a great one. Sledding, you can kind of do it all up there. We were talking a little bit before we went on about how appropriately named the Shiver Fest is, which takes place this weekend in Devil's Lake.
We spent a lot of time coming up with that name, folks. What are we laughing at here?
Yeah.
It's a perfect name, right?
Absolutely.
Actually,
I didn't know about the Shiver Fest, so that's good. I've got a new one on my radar now. It's this weekend in Devil's Lake. What are they doing?
It is. They do a little bit of everything, embracing winter, trying to embrace it and get out there and enjoy. They've got pond hockey and they've got ice fishing and all sorts of sledding activities and hot chocolate and everything that you need to make a great winter festival.
That sounds great. And, those are the kind of things that really make winter fly by, when you just go out there and have a little fun and take it in. So that's great. I love it.
We're also really pushing and talking a lot about the state parks, because, of course, this is the 50th anniversary of North Dakota State Park System. So our park of the month is Cross Ranch State Park. So have you ever stayed in a yurt?
A yurt? I don't even know what a yurt is.
See? There you go. There's your challenge. Yeah. Yeah. You need to book one of the yurts. It's basically like a wall tent, only it's kind of a round structure. They've become kind of pretty popular, especially in park places where you don't want to build maybe permanent type structures, but they have heating, they're heated units. They've got fireplaces in them, just really fun and cozy getaways. They've got three of them up at Cross Ranch. Two of them you can access easily from the main area. One of them you have to be up for a 4-mile hike or snowshoe or cross country ski trip in. So that one's a little bit more remote. But then they also have traditional lodging at Cross Ranch. They've got the Link Centennial Cabin and the Coulter Log Cabin that are all open year-round. And it's just a really relaxing place to be in the winter. You can go out and hike and enjoy the trail system along the Missouri River, but then you can cozy in around the fire and hear the water kind of running, because usually that section of the Missouri River is open year-round. And it's just kind of a great place to get away from it all. It's, a close distance from Bismarck especially, but not too hard to get there, and good roads in and out.
And a yurt is available for rent.
There are, three yurts available for rent at Cross Ranch State Park. So there you go. Put that on your list.
I still can't get my mind wrapped around, so you said a wall tent.
Well, it's kind of like a heavy duty tent. It's heavier material so that it'll hold the heat in. But it's kind of round. It almost looks a little bit like a grain bin, like a small grain bin. It's kind of the shape of it. It's kind of got the peaked roof, and it's round, and so it looks sort of like a heavy-duty canvas cloth grain bin. And you can see through the walls, usually, because they're usually light-colored, so you can kind of see shadows and whatnot in there. And yeah, they're really cool.
So it puts you right in the middle of nature.
Right there, you bet.
That's cool. All right. And the Cross Ranch State Park is at Fort Abraham Lincoln State Park, right?
Nope, Cross Ranch is north. It's by Center, North Dakota. It's probably the closest place. Yep, so it's not too far. You still go west.
We've got to get Scott out more. We really do.
We're going to book a trip for him. We're going to book one of those yurts for him.
Yeah, really. Exactly.
So Center is where it's at.
Yep, it's near Center, North Dakota.
Got it. Fort Abraham's a separate park.
It is. Cross Ranch is actually the newest state park, but I think it's probably close to 30 years old. So.
Cool.
But that's probably why you didn't know, because it's the newest one.
Are there overnight accommodations at Fort Abraham Lincoln State Park? Or?
Just camping. And they do have some cabins as well.
Cool.
And you can rent, you know, you can rent the camping packages there, so you don't have to have your own fancy fifth wheel. You can go more primitive and rent some of their facilities as well.
So do you think the yurts are like rented out? I mean, a night like tonight? I mean, cold night? Are they year round? Folks use them all year.
They do all year. Maybe not a Wednesday. Maybe not the coldest Wednesday of the year. I don't know if they're full for tonight, but they're very popular on the weekends.
That's cool. All right, so what else? Give us some other locations and destinations and things we ought to take in and just have winter be in the rearview mirror before we know it.
There you go. Well, there's always great indoor indirect attractions as well. If you haven't been to the Heritage Center, of course, that expansion. But there's museums statewide. The State Museum at the Heritage Center is a great one just because of the new interactive exhibits if you're looking to keep kids busy. But Plains Art Museum and you know, the State Art Museum in Grand Forks, Plains Arts in Grand Forks, there's a lot of great indoor kind of cultural activities to do as well. And then this quarter, where we've kind of been pitching and talking a lot about South Central North Dakota, the history and culture in that part of the state. And there's another museum, of course, in Washburn, the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center. They just put a beautiful expansion on that and have brand new exhibits up there. Again, that's just on Washburn, right on 83 north of Bismarck, about an hour. And then on the way, you know, you could go if you wanted to hit, you can hit multiple. We talked about Fort Lincoln. You could then go from there. You could stop at Double Ditch, which, again, is accessible in the winter as well. You can hit the Heritage Center like we talked about and then the site at Washburn. And then if you go south, Sitting Bull Visitor Center at Fort Yates is a brand new, beautiful visitor center. They've got authentic arts and crafts there and unique merchandise, and they really tell a cool story down there as well. So that's a nice cultural site in South Central. And, of course, we heard a little bit about the Lawrence Welk House. You know, that's going to be a fun place. You know, now the state is beginning to operate that along with the Friends Group this year. So the idea there is really to build it as more of a tribute to the Germans from Russia heritage, which is so prominent in this part of the state, and kind of take that house and that homestead and build on that so that there can be some more cultural and activities. And there's just a great group down there in that part of the state that are working to plan a lot of fun events and festivals, too. So I'd look for that as we get closer to spring.
Todd, you want to broadcast there, don't you? I think we really need to check that one off our list.
Let's do that.
Right there from Lawrence Welk's.
Bring it on.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. I've done a few shows in Strasburg, as a matter of fact, but not there, so it's time.
And then all the bumper music could be like Lawrence Welk music.
Exactly.
That'd be awesome.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll get the bubbly going, a little champagne.
There is a relative there who has plenty of stories, too. We'd have to get her on the show.
Oh, I love it. Exactly right. All right, quick break. We'll wrap up with Sarah Audie Coleman. I want to know, you know, I know Medora is our top tourist destination all year long, but do we have a top, we actually keep tabs of the numbers in the winter. What's the most popular winter weather destination? We'll see if we can find out when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You need a truck? S&S Motors, Watford City's the place. Brent Sanford and his team at S&S Motors are the best. I love my new Ford F-150. Tell you what, did I save a pile? And you can too at S&S Motors in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. And if you need a new truck, they'll find it for you. Whatever you want, whatever make, model, and they'll have it delivered. It's a great deal. 701-444-2341. S&S Motors, Watford City. Or stop and see them at 1204 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. You're going to love them.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Before the top of the hour, what's on your mind? Wednesday edition, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. We're brought to you in part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Did you know there are about 60,000 jobs in the industry, $30 billion in economic impact, and you can find out more about all of that at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We're chatting with Sarah Audie Coleman. She heads up the North Dakota Tourism Office, and we're talking about winter weather destinations, about the winter weather fun, about things to do. When it gets cold, where do you go? What's high on your list? So Madura, I know, is our number one tourist spot for obvious reasons. That's, mainly, obviously, a summer event with the musical and all the things going on in Madura. Do we have a number one winter weather destination tourist spot?
Sure. Well, I don't mean to correct you, but actually it's TR National Park that's number one. It's a national park that attracts the huge numbers. But you're right, Madura is the gateway, and so they're all kind of combined. But TR Park is open year-round, and Madura does offer some of those amenities. You know, not all the shops and recreational opportunities are available all year-round, but there are a growing number of things that are available out in Madura year-round so that you can do them when you're accessing TR National Park. But after that, usually what we're seeing is a lot of the venues, huge, you look at the concerts that our venues are attracting, whether it's the Fargo Dome or the Alaris or the Ralph or the Bismarck Event Center, and those people are coming from all states. You know, there's fan bases from all over, and they're attracting a lot of people. So that's where the other strongest contenders for numbers come from. So those are good. And then the Heritage Center, of course, that has really exploded with the expansion of that. Their numbers have exceeded everyone's expectations. They had more people, I think, in 3 months than they've had the year previous. So I think they're going to be rivaling, number two, number three spots this year as well in terms of visitor numbers.
All right. That's cool. And how about the stuff that's just, I guess, you're just embracing the outdoors, so that would be certainly Turtle Mountain. What do we have there in the way? Any kind of ranking there?
Yeah, I don't actually have ranking numbers. Botno Winter Park does a really strong numbers. Huff Hills does really strong numbers. Frostfire up in the Pembina Gorge area, they do great numbers too. A lot of Canadians come down and enjoy the amenities and the downhill skiing, and they've got great great snowboard courses at Frostfire. So those are really popular, all of them, for those kind of winter activities. And then ice fishing. Ice fishing is huge, attracts people, in-state residents as well as non-residents come in and enjoy our fishing season that never ends.
Is there a most popular ice fishing spot? Would Devil's Lake have that? Would Sakakawea get it? Do we know?
I would say Devil's Lake, probably, because they've really have been promoting it for so many years. They've got a lot of operators and outfitters that help. They've done the Perch Express for a number of years, where they attract people from all over the country to come in on the Amtrak and stay at the resorts out there and enjoy ice fishing experiences. So I would say they probably lead in terms of providing more of those packages and visitor amenities if you don't already have all the equipment and an ice house of your own. In terms of sheer ice houses, I'm not sure if Sakakawea and Audubon might outnumber Devil's Lake. People move too, depending on where the ice are biting, or where the fish are biting, and how good the ice is. So I'm sure it varies from year to year.
The Perch Express, I like that.
Yeah, very popular. And they had two problems last year with the Amtrak, but they got that back on schedule, so that's good.
Yeah, no kidding. All right. Fantastic. Anything else you want to share with our listeners about all the fun winter weather activities to take in North Dakota, Sarah?
Well, winter just goes a lot faster if you get out and enjoy it and embrace it. Whether you like to be outside or inside, there's plenty to do in and around North Dakota. So, get out there. Let's not just hibernate. We hear about all these folks in Boston and, now all the way even down south, they're just hunkering in. And, we don't do that around here. We get out and enjoy it.
Sylvia and Freiburg wanted to ask something about the yurts. Go ahead, Sylvia, your question.
Oh, no, I'm going to tell you something about the yurts.
Oh, good. Okay, I want to learn more about these yurts. Go ahead.
Yurts are housing in Mongolia. I'm not sure what they build them out of, but they are domed, I don't know if you'd call them a building, but they're a domed fixture, and they do have an opening in the roof for smoke to go out. They do not have a cone at the top or anything. And this is what the people live in Mongolia. And they make them quite large. And they, I think, they don't have amenities inside like we do. They probably have skins they sit on the floor or things like that. But that's where yurts originated, and that's what they are.
That sounds cool. Have you ever been out to Cross Ranch to see one out there, Celia?
No, I didn't know they had them out there.
Yeah, me either. We learned that today on the program, so I'm pretty excited about them.
Yeah, well, now you'll know a little bit more about them.
Exactly right. Now we have to broadcast from one, just like we're going to broadcast from Lawrence Welk's home. We're adding things to our list here. We're always looking for the best pie in North Dakota and the best places to broadcast, and we've got some more items for our list. Thank you, Shelby. I appreciate that little history lesson on the yurts. That was kind of cool. And, Sarah, thanks for stopping by and giving us some great ideas to spend some winter fun, okay?
It's always good to visit with you. Have a great day, everyone.
You take care. Sarah Addie Coleman heads up North Dakota's tourism office. All right, 5 before the top of the hour. Back to your calls. Alan Belfield waiting to weigh in. We'll get to you next.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNLive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tab or visit GCNLive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNLive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.